Russ is going to have a busy yet enjoyable time up north, I imagine.
Yo, yes. The Traverse City Film Festival is, it's outstanding. They've really come a long way since they started just about 7 or 8 years ago, 9 years ago maybe.
And this was really the passion project of Michael Moore.
Yes. So the I lived up in Traverse City for a few years, and downtown was very shoppy. You could eat, you could shop, but there wasn't a lot of entertainment downtown. And he really revitalized the downtown by renovating the State Theater. It's right there on Front Street. And the Traverse City Film Festival was the catalyst to get that done. And it's really changed downtown Traverse City for the better.
And certainly there's going to be a lot of stars in Traverse City, a lot of movies opening there, and we'll learn more about them upon Russ's return.
Absolutely. You know, the great thing I think about living where we do is when you look at the Traverse City Film Festival, they show a lot of films that the Michigan Theater and the State Theater have already shown. Like, they're getting ready to show No, starring Gael Garcia Bernal. That's just an example. They show a lot of things that have already come our way. They show a lot of things one time that are going to come our way for a week or two in just a couple weeks. So I think we're very fortunate that we have the, you know, film culture that we do here in town, because I think that they're very hungry for that up in Traverse City. You know, they have 7 primary venues for the festival this year, including a new theater that they just built. They renovated the Con Foster building, which is right on the bay, and it's an 80-year-old building. It's been vacant for a really long time, and they've turned it into a new movie theater that they're calling the Bijou by the Bay. And that's going to be another year-round operating movie theater, art house movie theater. And it's awesome that what they've done, what the city of Traverse City and Michael Moore and the State Theater have done, is improve film culture so much that now they can sustain another art house movie theater.
I think that's tremendous. And it speaks a lot. I mean, the Midwest is really becoming a hub for this kind of entertainment. There's the Cinetopia Film Festival.
That's
the
right.
Ann Arbor Film Festival.
Yep.
We have the Traverse City Film Festival. There's the Cleveland Film Festival.
Yes.
Toronto's not that far a drive.
Not at all.
So, I mean, we have this just huge cultural boom that's going on.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, speaking of movies, which is typically what we're here to
Why
do.
Why would we do that?
What are my choices this weekend? What's first on the list?
Well, opening tonight at the Michigan Theater, we have Fill the Void, which is a spectacular film. It played at Cinetopia just once, or maybe twice. Cinetopia, it seems like it was so long ago. It was just about 8 weeks, and the schedule's already a blur. So Fill the Void is a story of an Orthodox Hasidic family living in Tel Aviv. The youngest daughter is promised to be married to a bright young man, but this happens early in the film, so I'm not really ruining anything for you, but her older sister dies in childbirth, and it really throws the family into a tailspin. And Shira, the 18-year-old girl, is encouraged to marry her sister's widower so that the family unit can stay together.
So I'm not familiar. Obviously, arranged marriage is typical in the Hasidic community.
It would appear so.
At least for purposes of this story.
Right, right. And it's so good. It's a beautiful film. It looks wonderful. The music is phenomenal, and the acting is fantastic. The young woman playing Shira, the main character, won the Best Actress Award at the Venice Film Festival earlier this year. It's a wonderful film.
Is it in English or Hebrew?
It's in Hebrew with English subtitles.
Nice.
And the family dynamics are, I mean, there are lighthearted moments on the whole. It's kind of it's a heavy film, but it's not a dark film. But it's just wonderful. It was one of my favorites going into Cinetopia. I had the good fortune to see it at Sundance and just left going, that was amazing. It was amazing. So please, please come out and see Fill the Void. It opens tonight and is going to be playing all week, at least until next Thursday.
So if you missed it at Cinetopia, you have a second chance throughout the week. What else is opening? I know there's a couple of blockbuster-style movies coming.
Yes. So over at the Multiplex, Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg star in Two Guns, about two operatives from competing bureaus who are forced on the run together. But neither of them knows that the other is also an undercover agent.
Oh, so they think they're bad guys.
Does that make sense?
They think
each
other's bad guys.
Yes. But then when they're disavowed by their superiors, and so they have to go on the run, they become this, you know, this team that's going to kick ass.
For justice.
For justice. That's right. And that opens on Friday at the multiplex.
It seems like I've seen movies like that before.
I think you probably
have. But you know
have.
What? Those are both, they're two really good actors.
They
so
really
even if the storyline
are.
Lacks some, I'm sure their performances are
I'm sure there's
going
to be explosions and, you know, taking bad guys to task. You know, it looks formulaic, but it's summer and that's okay. And, you know, they are really fine actors. So they'll bring something to it, even if it is a tried and true story.
And perhaps running for Oscar contention in some form or another, The Smurfs 2.
Oh, absolutely. Best animated feature?
Best
I don't
drama.
Know. I'm going out on a limb for that one. Best drama. Well, here's the thing. The Smurfs 2, you know, what is there to say? It's got the characters you know, and it's got some new characters that the bad evil wizard Gargamel is creating, and they're called the Naughties, and it's got a cast of thousands in the voice actors. We've got, I mean, just tip of the iceberg, Katy Perry, Alan Cumming, George Lopez, the late Jonathan Winters
as
Papa Smurf, which is some pretty brilliant voice casting. Plus the live action with Hank Azaria and Neil Patrick Harris and Jemma Mays from Glee. So it's got some people in it, but I don't know that I'll be checking that out this weekend.
I won't, but if you have children, I assume it'd
That's
probably
right.
be a great movie
yes.
to go see. What else is available?
Well, back at the State Theater, Before Midnight is returning. It's been doing so well nationally and specifically here in Ann Arbor that we were able to bring that back. And that's the continuing saga written and directed by Richard Linklater with Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy as part of the trilogy, starting with Before Sunrise in 1995 and continuing to Before Sunset in 2004. So now it's been almost 20 years since we've met these two characters. They've been reunited. They're in Greece. And I think it real life just sort of intervenes into their idyllic weekend.
This is Before Midnight?
This is Before Midnight.
Right. Okay.
That's the film that's about to play. And for what it's worth, I've actually never seen Before Sunrise or Before Sunset. I know that many of my fine
film going. But you've seen Before Midnight?
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I always talk about the parable. What is it the shoemaker's children who go barefoot, right? That's I have a hard time seeing some movies outside of the things that are really, really speaking to me, and I can't believe I've never seen any of these films.
As I understand, while it is a trilogy over a long period of time, each of these movies are standalone.
Absolutely.
Good as standalones.
Yeah, you can just come out and see Before Midnight, and you'll get enough of the backstory in the early parts of the film that you won't be lost at all.
Well, one of the things that has become a Michigan theater tradition is the sing-along, a community sing-along.
So this has been a project I've been championing for the last few years because I love sing-along screenings. I love to sing, so I love these sing-along screenings. I love movies.
When you're the only one doing it,
I
right?
know, it is a little bit. So so this coming weekend on Sunday, August 4th and Tuesday, August 6th, we have the sing-along Sound of Music. So you've got your classics, Climb Every Mountain, Do Re Mi, My Favorite Things. The lyrics will be on the screen. We have goodie bags with little props that correlate to certain moments in the film. And it's so much fun. And I have the good fortune of being able to lead the sing-along sitting in my Maria costume on stage looking
is
out.
That right?
This is 100% true. Absolutely. And it's so great. And, you know, families and just everybody. Yeah, it's a wonderful summertime experience.
Beyond being the leader, do you have kind of an internalized Julie Andrews moment in that?
Oh, sure. So when she comes out at the very beginning and she spins, I hope I get to do that. That's one of my favorite parts in the whole thing.
Yeah, that's great. Now, there have been other sing-alongs at the Michigan Theater.
Oh, yes.
Are these typically well-attended? And, I mean, do people genuinely get into the spirit of the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Does it start off quiet and
Right off the bat. So we try to rotate the big three, which are Sound of Music, Mary Poppins, and The Wizard of Oz. We actually tried to do The Wizard of Oz this summer, but the film distributor had pulled the licensing. I'm sure it's because of the release of Oz the Great and Powerful.
Sure.
So we'll try to bring that back next summer. But people dress up. We'll have a costume parade for the Sound of Music. So I'm sure we'll have some nuns. We'll probably have somebody wearing all yellow, and they'll be Ray, a Drop of Golden Sun. You know, we'll have all kinds of people come out in costume.
And when is that again?
It's Sunday the 4th at 1:30. I can't believe today's August 1st. And then Tuesday, August 6th at 7 p.m.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And then the Summer Classics series, what's my option this week?
So this week for Summer Classics After Dark, we have Taxi Driver. It's a new series that we started this summer to try
Travis
to do a
Bickle.
Travis Bickle. A little bit edgier or a little bit darker. Maybe doesn't have a place in our broad spectrum Summer Classics series. So Taxi Driver plays tonight at 10 p.m.
Amanda, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks
I do appreciate it, and we'll likely see you soon.
I'll be here. I'll be back.
That is Amanda Bynum. She is program director at the Michigan Theater, sitting in for Russ Collins, who is at the Traverse City Film Festival. He is to return next Thursday. For Russ Collins and Amanda Bynum, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.